Hi, this is the Baratech Net, which runs on this repeater every Thursday evening for 9 p.m. And any newcomers out there, the Baratech Net runs like this. Everybody checks in and with your name and whether you have a comment for the TechNet, a question for the TechNet, or just checking in, just listening, and might comment further. The questions for TechNet should be of a technical nature and basically relate in some way to ham radio or of technical topics that ham radio operators might be interested in. Let me hang up a minute. All right, let's see. anyone wishing to check into the net tonight, we'll start with anyone whose call letters begin with a K wishing to check in the net tonight. Please come now.
KO2OK Mobile.
KO2OK. Bennett, we got question, comment, or no, just standing by, or just listening.
Just listening for a few minutes, Ben, as I'm driving, and I'll be home in a couple minutes and see if I can think of anything to ask by time I'm inside and back downstairs working on something. Back to net, KO2OK.
I guess we got KC2TBD. Ron, you still there? You have a question?
This is KC2TBD. I have neither a question nor a statement to make, but I'll be listening.
All right. Anyone else wishing to check in who's a call letter begins with a K? Anybody?
Kilo Delta 2 Alpha Kilo Papa. I am in Central, in California. Good evening to everybody. I don't have any questions or comments at this minute. Thank you.
Your name and call one more time, please.
My name is Nestor. November, Echo, Sierra, Tango, Oscar, Romeo.
Okay, Nestor. All right. Name is November. Oh, I'm sorry, Nestor. Something was just interrupting me. I got your name. And you call one more time. Sorry I'm doing this to you.
Oh, no, it's just fine. There's no problem. My call sign is Kilo Delta 2 Alpha Kilo Papa. Over.
Okay, I got you. Kilo Delta 2 Alpha Kilo Papa. No problem. Thank you very much. Now everybody just hang on, there's something I have to do. It'll only take me a minute. All right, folks, I'm back on again. Let's see, are there any other check-ins? Please come now. Any other kilo check-ins? Please come now. Any November check-ins? Please come now.
2AMI, late check-in for the K's. K2AMI, Tony, no comments, just listening.
Oh, Nesta, KD Alpha Kilo Papa, did you have any comments or statements you wish to make or questions?
none of the above. Thank you.
Okay, let's see. Got some questions here tonight, gentlemen. Anyone else wishing to check in whose call letter begins with a kilo?
2AMI, Tony.
I got you, Tony. Thank you. Anyone else have any questions or anybody else with a kilo wishing to check in? Please come now. Anyone whose call letter begins with an N, November, please come now. Anyone whose call letters begin with an Alpha, A, please come now. Anyone whose call letters begins with a W, please come now.
W2JEK, Don, with a comment. Over.
I should know you. Could you give me your call letters one more time, Don? I know I should know it, but I didn't quite get it. Please come again.
Okay, it's Whiskey 2, Juliet Echo Kilo. W2JEK, over.
Okay, got it now. Any other whiskey stations wishing to check in now, please come now.
WE2R, Charlie, no questions or comments.
Charlie, and Don has a question. Let's see. Any other whiskey stations wish to check in now? Please come now.
No questions, no comments.
That last check-in, I'm sorry, you're just buried in noise. If you're handheld, you'll have to move. Or if you're mobile, you're going to have to, we'll have to wait till you get in a better spot. But I just can't read you. Can you try one more time?
W2LCN, name is Rick. No questions, no comments.
Well, I got your name, Rick. W2LE something or other. You're still quite noisy. But, since you're listening, I just put you down as Rick, and I won't struggle with your call. If you have some comments, you come in, and at the point, and give me a call again. But I got you down here as Rick. Let's see. Anyone, any other W's wishing to check in tonight? Please come now. Any alphas, any A's wishing to check in, please come now. Anybody? Alright, there being nobody else at the moment, we'll start with Don as the only question so far. W2JEK, what's your question?
K2PAR and the net W2JEK, not a question but a comment. Just reminding everybody that tomorrow night at 7 o'clock will be our pirate test session at the Westwood Regional High School. And anybody has any questions, I'm here to answer them. And with that, back to net control.
We have no questions here at all. I never ran this net. I don't run it often, but this is the first time I've ran it with no questions at all. I've got to think of something. Let's see. Must be something here. All right. We'll pick on Tony. Have you any suggestions for a good question here, Tony? K2MI.
Hey, Ben, K2MI here. Am I okay into the net? I have a little noise here. How am I into the net tonight?
Just fine, 100% quieting. everybody seems to be coming in pretty good, basically. Doesn't seem to be any unusual I don't know why you should suddenly be having any noise. You're running on a handheld or a fixed station?
Okay, Ben, I'm sorry. I did swing the antenna around, and I have a much stronger signal than receive, hopefully on transmit also. I'm operating from a mobile that's mounted in the on my desk here at home. My only comment is that Barry will be having a a fox hunt coming up soon, and I think that those people who might be interested might want to explore the possibilities of participating in the fox hunt. The fox hunt is a lot of fun, usually on a Sunday afternoon, and the best part about the fox hunt is we find a pizza parlor as a reward. But we do try to find somebody with a transmitter that's concealed in a local shopping mall parking lot, or a park, or in a location that's a little unusual. And I think the foxes for the next flea fox hunt will be, I think it's Kelly and Jim. I'm sorry, they were the foxes, I'm sorry. And I think that Denver and Charlie will be the fox hunters, the foxes next. Next fox hunt that we do have. The exact date of the fox hunt we can find on the Barra calendar by going to www.barra.org and then go down to the calendar page. I do know it comes up soon. I think it's in April. And it's a lot of fun. So you might look over your equipment, look at some of the websites on fox hunting, and if you don't have equipment, it's easy enough to build something. Or you can just use what you've got and an aluminum sleeve or that you can put over the antenna. You don't need much equipment, but the more equipment you have, the better chance you have of getting there quickly. So think about fox hunting coming up soon for another Barra event. Back to that.
Yeah, that's a very fun activity. I've participated in a number of them. Best I've been able to do is come in number two. Never got to number one. Maybe next time we'll do better. Are we going to? I guess we're going to start in the same place in the Washington Township High School, Tony.
It's been our typical starting point. It seems to be that everybody can organize in that parking lot. We form teams of a couple of people in a car, and not everybody who comes has to drive the car. It's a lot of fun. We get two or three guys in a car as a team, and we try to locate them. So up there at the Western Township Junior Senior High School, there's plenty of room for parking and plenty of room for checking out the equipment as you get started. So I'm pretty sure it'll start there.
Okay. The weather pretty good. I don't ever remember having any problem on the weather. There's the if you want to build an antenna, there's the very popular what they call tape antenna, which is on the internet. And for those of you not familiar with it, it's a standard beam type antenna. What's the name of it again? God, late at night, I have problems. Anyways. Consists of cutting some standard flexible measuring tape, metal measuring tape, to the proper sizes, and you put it on a beam. A piece of wood or something, and just you build a director and the radiator and the reflector, three pieces of tape, cut the size, and you connect your wire to it, and you've got a nice little portable beam that you can use to find your fox. And that seems to be fairly popular and works fairly well. You can get one of these, if you really want to get fancy, you can get one of these offset attenuators, because as you get closer to the fox, for those of you not familiar with it, the beam begins to lose its directivity. That is, enough signal comes in from the sides of the beam, the side lobes, that you lose the directivity. And it's the nature of the FM receiver that you have to have a certain level of signal to overcome the floor noise. And once you get over the floor noise, you just start to get full clarity. So really isn't much difference in the response of the receiver once you get above a certain signal level. So if you get close, the signal level becomes overpowering, and and so you lose the directivity in the antenna. So people make those who are fancy make these offset attenuators, which I remember how it works. Maybe Tony or somebody here knows. How does the offset attenuator work? Yeah, there's a good question. I got a question for today. How does the offset attenuator work? Anybody here who knows, please come now.
I could give you some information, but maybe others will have more. So this is K2AMI.
Go ahead, Tony.
An attenuator is basically an oscillator a couple of megacycles away from the frequency that you're using, maybe kilocycles, in fact. There's a little oscillator in there, and the oscillator generates a frequency that beats against the incoming signal and creates heterodyning. One of those heterodynes, the strongest one, is usually a couple of KC up the band from where you were, and you then tune to that frequency on your handy talkie, and you listen to that. And that way you're not swamped with an incoming RF signal. You're listening to a offset frequency that's one of the heterodynes off of the oscillator. Maybe I don't have everything right, but that's basic knowledge of what I understand it to be. And what we usually build is called a tape measure antenna. It's made out of PVC pipe with the proper spacing between the elements, and the tape measures are the approximate length of the elements. The advantage of the tape measure antenna is that you don't have to worry about folding it in. If you have to get in and out of the car quickly, the elements of the tape measure allow it to be very flexible, and you can lift it in and out of the car without worrying about poking upholstery with people's faces. Back to you, Ben.
I think I heard somebody trying to cut in there. If anyone wishes to join the net, please come now. Anyone wish to join the Barrett TechNet, please come now. Does anybody else have any comments on the offset antenna radar? Please come now. Anybody have any comments on Foxhunt antennas? Please come now.
Again, just to take it over one more time, I just checked the calendar, and the Fox Hunt is going to be on May the 6th, okay? May the 6th. And you might also note to everybody that the next Barra meeting will be on April 1st, even though it's April's Fool's Day. the next meeting, the April meeting, will be on April 1st. Don't be disillusioned by the fact that it's April 1st is April Fool's Day. And coincidentally, April 1st is my wedding anniversary date. I was married on April Fool's Day. How about that? 17 years ago. All right, Ben. Back to you.
Well, that's certainly a worthy day remembering. That way you don't forget, you know. April Fool's Day is my wedding anniversary. I got to bring home a present. Got to bring home the flowers. That's like the usual mail. Anniversaries come, and you forget, and the wife gets rather angry about it. This won't happen with you. You'll always have a good reminder, so that's good. Let's see, where was I? Anybody have any other comments on offset attenuators, or Fox Hunts, or Fox Hunt antennas? Does anybody have any questions? or any comments they wish to make, please come now. Okay, gentlemen. Well, I'm glad to have you all check in. As you can see, I'm getting a little exhausted here, and so I guess I'll close the net since there seems to be no further questions or comments. Again, I wish to remind everybody that if you use these repeats on a reasonable, regular basis, that you ought to join the Bergen County FM Association and help support the degrees and in the good condition that they are. And I wish everybody a pleasant evening, 70 degrees, and I'll return this repeater now to normal radio amateur operation. Good evening and have a pleasant week.
Or people or I mean, and it's why I think all of us kind of don't begrudge people winning. I mean, the 81-year-old woman, and although the three guys on Wall Street, I don't think anybody was particularly sympathetic with. But the idea being that you could argue that one of the reasons that lottery winners have such difficult lives after they win the lottery is that money really doesn't change very much except your ability to pay the bills. And quite often, lottery winners